You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, people of the New Japan Pro Wrestling fandom. This is your good friend Curtis Spears from the Ichiban Sweet Cast, the sweetest cast that talks all about New Japan Pro Wrestling. And man, it's G-Wondering time, and G-Wondering is heating the fuck up. We're here to talk about Night 10, which was a B-Block night, and it might be the best night of the tournament so far for me. I fucking love this one. Let's fucking go. We're going to talk all about it. G-Wondering, Night 10. Here we go. Night opens up. We got like a fucking log jam of people at 6 points to open up the night. So everybody's basically 3-2. It's fucking going. Here we go. First match, Oleg Bolton versus David Finley. Two standouts of the tournament for me so far. And they're going up against each other. Now, this is a big spot for Bolton. Bolton, who has just graduated. Bolton, who is a champion in New Japan Pro Wrestling, a six-man tag team champion. But Bolton is also, he's still a baby, still developing. And David Finley is a finished product. David Finley is the white belt champion. And David Finley basically, you know, sees what Bolton's got. He's got a couple of really good knockdowns. He's got some great, you know, power moves, throwing Finley around. And then Finley goes, yeah, but I got the fucking brain. And he rolls out of the ring. He instantly just cuts off all of that fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? All that momentum that Bolton starts building up. And then from there out, it's Finley's game. Finley's able to, he takes the kamikaze, kicks out of it. I don't like the kamikaze as a finishing move. I don't know why they're making it sound like it's this big move. It's a fucking, it's a transition move. He needs to use the verdict as his finisher, the F5. That would be fucking awesome. So Finley kicks out of the kamikaze. Bolton rallies with a big German suplex. And then Finley hits a huge powerbomb. Now, when I say a huge powerbomb, I mean Finley, who is gotta be like fucking 10, 15, 20 kilos smaller than Bolton, powerbombs this dude and hits him with the overkill in like a swift motion. It was awesome. Like, David Finley, surprisingly one of the toughest dudes in the tournament, in the fucking entire heavyweight division. Like, David Finley's impressive as fuck. Pay attention. Next up. Oh, so that was 2 points for Josh. I believe Josh has David Finley on the Gold Coast hot take. So that was 2 points for Josh over me and my fucking boy Bolton. Come on, Bolton. Pull it out. Let's go. Fuck these guys up. Go on a Goldberg run. How about it? Next up, we had Yuya Uemura taking on El Phantasmo. Now, this is where El Phantasmo really shined, okay? He's got a pretty wild, like, open, free-flowing moveset, and Yuya, of course, is very strict with what he does. He puts himself in a situation where he only does very basic moves, and it still flowed really well. That's the thing about Uemura, is Yuya Uemura, even though he's very bolted down to the basics, that means he can just flow with everybody. It's fucking wild. I love it. And Yuya was really having a great time. This match was back and forth. You could see little bits of heart showing up from El Phantasmo. You could see little bits of fire from Yuya, and it really built and built and built. The crowd was on it. The crowd was so good for this show. Yuya was able to kind of show Phantasmo who was boss with a bunch of his like suplexes and things like that. But Phantasmo landed, it was great, because we had a Gabe Kidd on commentary, and Walker called it a burning hammer, and Gabe Kidd was like, don't you dare call that fucking move a burning hammer. That was not good enough to be called a burning hammer. And he hit the Thunder Kiss 86. But because Yuya had worked his arms, he wasn't able to do anything for the three count. They get to their feet, strikes, suplexes, brutal lariats, and that beautiful dropkick. I mean, one of the best in the business. You've got Kevin Knight and Yuya Uemura, two gorgeous dropkicks from these kids. And then Yuya hits a dragon suplex, and he went for the deadbolt suplex, the underarm suplex that he's able to put Takeshita away with. But he does this little flourish before he actually locks you into the deadbolt suplex. And while he was doing that flourish, Phantasma was able to roll him up for the three count and get 2 points. That is 2 points for Josh. Josh, goddamn. I talk so much shit about your fucking choices of choosing all B-block dudes. But yeah, that's 4 points for him on the night so far. Yuya is looking so good in this tournament, just showing how, with a bunch of basics, he can make anybody look good, and he can make himself look good too. I fucking love it. Phantasmo, after the match, was feeling it, bro. You could tell it's building. It's building to something. We're going to have to wait and see how it looks on night 12, but ooh, oh my gosh. Okay, next up, great fucking match. This was a banger, dude. Okay, you've got the hard-hitting Henare, the never open weight champion, versus Jeff Cobb, the monster, Ichiban Kaiju, the Imperial Unit, the world TV champion. This match was nothing but brothers doing brotherly things. You know, they were like, we love each other. We're going to fucking give each other the best we got. And man, did they. Big slams, big shots, fucking everybody going head to head. And in the end, Jeff Cobb got the final shot in with the Tour of the Islands for three, but you can tell, like, they, not only was there respect there ahead of time, there was even more respect afterwards. They gave each other fucking amazing strikes. They gave each other amazing fucking slams and big power moves. Just a big boy battle, and I fucking loved it. This one was a big must watch for me. If you like that sort of big boys doing big things, that's the one, man. Okay. Fourth match. Goto. Superman. Okay. Old man Goto. Fucking Logan on his final run. Going up against just... I mean, Takeshita, fucking, God, I hate saying it every goddamn time. Takeshita is a fucking boss. This kid, I say kid because he's younger than me, but he's not a kid. He's what, 30, 31, something like that. The dude is, he's a man. He's a man in his prime, and he's fucking killing it. It's going to make me so sad when he goes back to fucking AEW. God, I hate that. Anyway. This match, Goto versus Takeshita, may be one of the only matches that I like really go back to at the end of the year and be like, this one's going to do it. This, like, I feel like this one was a must watch. This one hit all 5 stars. This one was all sweet, no sour. I loved this. Super fucking heroic. Two big dudes doing big dude things, yes, but also two master storytellers working their craft. Also, you know, two dudes who can fucking pick you up and put you down with the fire of 1,000 suns. Please watch this match. It was hella good, man. It was hella good. Goto versus fucking Takeshita. Like, this match was so good. Rafe says, I got to hurry up and get this out because if I don't talk about this match, he's going to do his own fucking G-Wondering for this night so that he could talk about this match. That's how good this match was. Rafe wanted to work extra hard to talk about it. So that should tell you something. I won't spoil it for you if you haven't watched it yet. Goto wins, but... It was the journey, not the destination there. What a fucking match. And then the final of the night, the main event, was Yota Tsuji and Ren Narita. Tsuji, tons of fire. And, you know, they were choking each other out, hitting each other with big moves, fucking big punches. In the end, Tsuji goes for the Gene Blaster and hits an exposed turnbuckle. Narita hits him with the double cross, which I've already said I fucking hate, but he gets with, it's fucking cool. Okay, you know how sometimes people can do that thing where you try to hit a move on them and they'll go down and hit a handspring out of it? Tsuji does one of those, and he, after the handspring, just knees the fuck out of Narita right in the fucking face and then hits him with a Gene Blaster. Like, it was heroic because you've got like the mega handsome superhuman baby face doing mega handsome superhuman baby face things to one of the biggest heels in the company. And I fucking loved it. It was a great night. It ended on a great feel good. It had some awesome matches. And at the end of the night, we look at the standings. And like I said, we had a log jam at 6 points to start the night. And now there are two people who are pulling out, and that's Jeff Cobb and David Finley. Jeff Cobb and David Finley at 8 points. Who'd have thunk it, man? What if I told you that leading the block would be David Finley and Jeff Cobb? Would you believe it? Yes, you would have. If you'd have looked at so when we did a draft, my rankings, I had Jeff Cobb and David Finley both very high because I knew that they would be points getters. And, yeah, I feel like I was completely represented there. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't get David Finley for my team, but I did get Jeff Cobb, and I feel like him earning those big points, I completely expected it of him, and I'm glad it fucking paid off, because fucking Jeff Cobb rules. So, night 11 coming up. You'll hear about it all from Rafe. If you want to hear more from Rafe, you can check him out at the Faces and Feels cast, which is his interview series where he gets to know independent wrestlers on a more personal level. If you want to hear more from me, you can hear from me at Throw and Dice Podcast, where I talk about all of my tabletop role playing, tabletop wargaming, and all of my like painting hobbies and things like that that goes with it. You'll hear about every game I play of Marvel Crisis Protocol or Blood Bowl or Warhammer, all of that stuff. If you would like to hear more from our friends, you can check out the Count Out Podcasting Network, where we have shows like Your Dose of Death, Ring Post Radio, Stardom Road, The Jumping Knee Pod, all sorts of stuff where we talk about all sorts of wrestling. If you like wrestling, we got something for you. If you want to hear from our sister shows, Hot Friends, you can talk to the... the We Work Stiff podcast. We Work Stiff is where we went and did a fantasy draft for the G1 this year, and we're having so much fun with it. My team, the British Beefcakes, I feel like we got it in the bag, baby. We're pulling ahead. We're pulling ahead. Sonata's doing it for me. Sonata's going to win the whole G1. Ugh. I know Rafe just fucking threw up in his mouth a little bit when I said that. Somewhere. He's not even listening to this podcast. He's somewhere working, and he stopped, and he shivered, and he said, "Evil is coming." Okay, but yes, check out the We Work Stiff podcast, check out Ring Post Radio, check out the Count Out Podcast Network, check out Your Dose of Death, check out Throwing Dice Pod, check out Faces and Feels Cast, and you know what? Check in with your friends. Tell them you love them. Tell them Sonata's going to win the fucking G1 for me. All right, and come back soon. You'll hear about Night 11 with Rafe and Night 12 with me shortly. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for telling a friend.
Countout provides a wide variety of bonus content that is right at your fingertips. On the Countout Patreon, our podcasts are creating bonus content exclusively for you, their listener. For only $5 a month, you can watch instant reactions to major shows, watch-alongs, early access to main feed podcasts, some fun goof and gag audio, plus shows from some of the podcasters' outside interests. It's the best way to experience all that the Countout Network has to offer. So head on down to patreon.com/countout to take part in some of the best and most fun content wrestling has to offer. Again, that is patreon.com/countout.
This has been a Countout Podcast.